From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A stampede in Mecca turns deadly. Saudi officials said a stampede Thursday outside Mecca killed at least 220 and injured hundreds more as they took part in the annual Muslim Hajj pilgrimage. The incident occurred in Mina, where pilgrims threw rocks at pillars representing the devil in the final Hajj ritual before the beginning of Eid al-Adha festival. European Union leaders have agreed to change their open-door policy to hundreds of thousands of migrants. European Council President Donald Tusk saying the potential is there for millions more to flood the continent. He said the EU will provide more assistance to countries caring for millions fleeing violence in Syria.
Leaders have agreed on increased help to Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, and other countries in the region. More assistance will be offered in exchange for reinforced cooperation. At least additional 1 billion euro will be mobilized for help to the refugees in the region via the UNHCR and the World Food Programme.
Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Europe's agreement on a quota plan to accommodate 120,000 migrants is a sign of unity, but only a first step. Burkina Faso's interim president Wednesday regained control of the country a week after a military general and his supporters overthrew him in his transitional government. Michel Kafando and Prime Minister Yacouba Isaac Zida marked their return to power in an official handover ceremony in the capital, Ouagadougou.
La réaction populaire, et en particulier
Mr. Kafando said the opposition to last week's coup by the people in the international community reinforced the certainty of the justice of his cause. Last week's coup by the presidential guard, led by General Gilbert Diendéré, came less than a month before elections, which supporters of ousted President Campori were barred from running. This is VOA News. Pope Francis Thursday will become the first pope to address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. Wednesday, during his first full day in the U.S., Francis held a private meeting with President Obama, met U.S. bishops, and celebrated Mass attended by thousands. He conferred sainthood on Junipero Serra, a controversial 18th-century Spanish missionary who spread the word of the church in what is now California. Reverend Peter Crivello serves at the Diocese of Monterey, California.
Father Serra followed God's call beyond being a priest, beyond being a part of the Franciscan community, beyond being an accomplished professor of theology and a noted preacher in his day. He left all to bring the Christian faith to this part of the world. He cared for the people to which he devoted his life.
His elevation to sainthood is a sore point for some Native Americans who say he contributed to the abuse and elimination of many indigenous tribes through enslavement and disease. Continuing his own U.S. visit Wednesday to the U.S., China's President Xi Jinping told American businessmen in Washington state China will cut restrictions on foreign investment. His visit produced its first tangible result. With the announcement, China will purchase 300 aircraft from manufacturer Boeing for $38 billion. Dennis Muhlenberg is Boeing's CEO.
President Xi's visit is a testament to the relationship between our countries and between Boeing and China. China is quickly becoming the largest aviation market in the world, and our partnership together is creating jobs both in China and here in the U.S.
In what was billed as a major policy speech Tuesday, Mr. Xi called for better ties with Washington. He also addressed a wide range of other issues that have upset ties, including cyber hacking. Two suicide bombers attacked a mosque in Yemen's capital Thursday, killing at least 25 attending prayers at the beginning of Eid al-Adha. The blasts in Sana'a hit a mosque run by the Shia Houthi rebel group. Colombia's president and FARC rebels reached a major breakthrough late Wednesday toward ending more than a half a century of bloodshed. The agreement to be implemented by March would grant a general amnesty to rebels except for serious crimes. It would also, the rebels would be expected to disarm within 60 days of the deadline. Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn resigned Wednesday amid a scandal in which the German carmaker admitted to having tampered with emission controls on millions of vehicles in order to pass pollution tests. On Friday, U.S. regulators said Volkswagen had equipped cars with software that switched anti-pollution controls on during testing, but shut them off during normal driving periods. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.